Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Yutes, Parsha Veschanan, Sicha Aleph. In the mitzvah from Talmud Torah, Zanidor Bechlol is Tzvei Tzibuim. In regards to the mitzvah of studying Torah, there are, as a general, in a general sense, two separate mitzvahs, commands. Number one is Lilmaid, the Chiyuv Kishiyakat Zalernan Torah. The first one is to study Torah, that once one is able to study Torah, one should study Torah. The second one is lelamed, to teach Torah. So learn the Torah mit andere, to teach it to other people, but befrat, especially, eifem fata, to learn mit seine zin, that a father is obligated to teach his children Torah. Gefind men in dem adobet pelos, so we find in regards to this a very interesting thing. Seid der Rambam, seid der Alter Rebbe, both the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch Haibim on Hilchas Talmud Torah begin their laws of the study of Torah. Nish mitn dinam es mechuyiv to learn the Torah. They don't begin it by teaching, telling us the halachas of studying Torah, nor mitn din as is a chiyuv mitzvesim in a Torah, but rather they tell us that it's an obligation and a mitzvah from the Torah. If an av to learn the Torah mitzayim b'nei akotin, that the father has to teach Torah to his child, to his son. Now this leaves a question. First, it should have talked about the obligation that each person has to study Torah themselves. In and then after that, after that, you can say that it's not enough the lilmay that you should study yourself. But that it has to also be that you teach it to others. So it should start with teaching it to you, learning yourself, and then it can go on to teaching it to others. And as the simple matter would tell you, why is it an obligation for a father to teach his son? Because there is an obligation that a Jew should study Torah. Therefore, the father needs to teach it to his son. So therefore, it should start first. And that the obligation for a father to teach his son is something which is more different in regards to the mitzvah of learning Torah. There is something unique and novel about this mitzvah, which is by all other mitzvahs. The education of your children is only a rabbinic mitzvah. The Torah doesn't have an obligation to teach your children how to perform mitzvahs. So comes along mitzvahs Talmud Torah, that in the case of Talmud Torah, since there is a mitzvah that you should learn Torah, there is also a Torah obligation to teach Torah to your son. But it stems from the fact that there is a mitzvah to learn Torah. So therefore, it would seem that the laws of Talmud Torah should begin first with establishing the laws of studying Torah. And then in addition to that, there is also in this particular instance of the mitzvah of studying Torah, the additional mitzvah of teaching your children Torah, your son Torah. Well, befrat as nisht, as can is zayin there lelamda, and especially that there can't be any teaching of Torah on the Mfridik Eluma before you yourself learn to study Torah. In fact, that when before you can start teaching Torah, you have to be clear on the matter yourself, as we learn from the pasuk, from the word v'shinantam levanecha, that it first has to be clear. The word v'shinantam, in addition to teaching, means also that you are proficient in the matter that you're teaching. So therefore, before you can even teach your son, you first have to learn it yourself. So therefore, it should start with the mitzvah of learning before teaching. But pashtus kemenus maz b'zayin, it would seem that you could answer this question as does it sleep tzvei taimim, that the reason that they begin with teaching the Torah to your children comes before learning it yourself is for two reasons. Number one, since there is a Torah law that you have to teach a child, nicht wie bei allen Mitzvah sie sein, was in se ist men mina teure nicht bechöf zu mechane sein ketanim, which in this case it, this is different than all other mitzvahs, in which case in all other mitzvahs there is no Torah obligation to do the mitzvah with a child. So comes along to the Talmud Torah that you have to teach it to the child too, and that is a Torah obligation. Kumto, so comes out as the limit of Torah by jeden eine muss sich umfangen und fangt sich an. So it comes out that every single Jew that studies Torah, where does it start? When do they start learning Torah? Umina Torah, and from a Torah demand, when do you start learning Torah? Then it is noch hakadon, when you're still a child. Because your father has an obligation to teach you when you're a child. And the rib erhebt sich an Hilchus Talmud Torah mit den Dinen wegen Limud HaTorah von Aiden, wenn sie eben on bei jeden sich bei on bei jeden. So therefore, the laws of Talmud Torah begin by discussing when the mitzvah of Talmud Torah starts by every yid, which is bekatnusay, when you are a child. That's when it begins, the obligation to learn Torah. So therefore, that's where Hilchos Talmud Torah begins, when you study Torah as a child. And that's why it starts with that part. That's number one. Number two, the Tzibuyef Talmud Torah is nichbal pa'omim rabbis. We know that the mitzvah of learning Torah is repeated many, many times in the Torah. It comes up many times in the Torah. Sai the tzivah lilmei, both the mitzvah to learn yourself, to study yourself, and sai the tzivah lilamde, as well as the mitzvah to teach it to your children. Aber the tzivah ikri, but where do we find the central mitzvah of teaching your child Torah? Der was wird gerechnet in minen mitzvahs, the one that is actually pointed to, listed in the mitzvahs that the Rambam brings, is Vishinantum Vanacha, is the mitzvah in Parsha Veschanan and Shema, Vishinantum Vanacha, you shall teach it to your son. Vosis Kailavi the Rambam Zogdart, which includes, this one pasuk includes, as the Rambam points out, Lilmei Torah, that you should study Torah yourself, of Lulamda, and to teach it to your son. Vibald, as the Moker Ikri of Chir from Limina Torah is Euch von Lilmeid, is from Vishnantum Vanech, and since the main chiyuv of learning Torah, even studying Torah yourself, never mind teaching it to your child, even your own study comes from this pasuk Vishnantum Vanech, where it says in the Torah you shall teach it to your son, was main the pashas bnei akadim, which basically means your young child. That's why, since the mitzvah of learning Torah, even for yourself, even though it's mentioned many times in the Torah, but where do we learn it actually as a mitzvah? From this pasuk v'shinantul v'necha. And the simple meaning of v'shinantul v'necha means to teach your children. So therefore, the Hilchos Talmud Torah begin with teaching your children, which is what the Torah states explicitly. From this we also know that there is an obligation to learn yourself. So we have two reasons why the Shulchan Aruch begins and the Rambam begin the laws of Limud HaTorah with teaching your child. Das Gufa is aber derushbir, but this answer itself needs to be explained. Why? Havas taka is mitzvah Talmud Torah oizgetel fin ala mitzvah demit. Why is it that the mitzvah of studying Torah is different than all other mitzvahs? In two ways. Number one, as Limud HaTorah hat hashayches min HaTorah eichtza akotten. First of all, that the mitzvah of studying Torah is also an obligation for the child, which is different than all other mitzvahs. And even more than that is number two, as the chiyuv to learn Torah is nichlal in the tzivuy v'shinantum v'necha. The fact that a yid, an adult, has to learn Torah comes to us from within the mitzvah of teaching it to your child. Why is it that the mitzvah for me to learn, me as an adult to learn, sprouts from the mitzvah to teach my son? Why shouldn't it be a separate mitzvah? Or rather, why shouldn't there be a mitzvah that tells me that I have to learn Torah and then also to teach it to my child? Why is it the opposite, that there is a mitzvah to teach your child from which we also learn that you have to learn? base. It would seem that you might be able to answer this, at least force an answer in this way, as the tam is because this teaches us something about the difference between how we study Torah today in this world, in the world that we're in, and la'asid lavei, as it'll be in the future. Moving a poshut, as when idn yiu pnuyim be Torah b'chachmasa, it's obvious that when a yid will be completely free of all other matters, and therefore will be able to dedicate time only to the study of Torah and to the wisdom of Torah, when Yi Yisrael Chachamim Gedolim, at that time when Mashiach comes, the Yidden will be very wise people, great wise people in the matters of Torah. On Mola Arzdeya, and another Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, and Tarba Hadaz Vachachma Vahemes, and there will be a great amount of knowledge and wisdom, of the true wisdom, which is how the Rambam phrases it. Of course, learning Torah, the study of Torah at that time will be on a much greater level than it is now. As our sages tell us, as the Torah was melent, it's there is heavily gabed the Torah was melent and lost love by Mashiach, and that the Torah, our sages tell us that the Torah that we study today will be like, out of respect, we'll say like mist in comparison to the water. Today's Torah is like mist in comparison to the Torah in the time of Mashiach, was like water. In other words, because you could also say hevel means it's like nothing in comparison to the Torah that we will study then, but we don't want to say those words, so we'll say like mist. Obameile is the klolus limud haTorah b'zmanazeh, therefore, in the general sense, that the learning of Torah in our day and age, afilu from gedolim, even if from adults, is nishmer v'yad limud from hakatan, would be classified in comparison to the study of Torah in the time of Mashiach like a child learning Torah. Un oich, and also derech v'de limud haTorah from hakatan is an inyan from chinuch, and just like when we teach Torah to a child, it's not that a child has an obligation for anything. It's rather we are educating the child. It's an exercise in education. Those great tzu zum ikar achiyuv, which prepares the child to the time when he will truly be obligated to do that. Ben eved verna godel, when he becomes an adult. Azoy is asoych benigay klolus limanatayra nelamazen. This and also can be compared, the study of Torah in our day and age can be understood in that way too, as the itztig lernen is a chinuch v'achonut zlimud haTorah l'asid lavei, that the study of Torah today is like preparing us for this true study of Torah, which will take place in the time of l'asid lavei in the future. Dafke noch dem v'sizdo talmud b'yodeh, because only when a person has practiced the study of Torah during this day and age, and therefore comes prepared with their learning in their hands, so to speak, with the fact that they have studied Torah till now, the limud haTorah b'lamazed, the study of Torah in our world, that men ken and them and them limud haTorah b'shlemus of a Mashiach, only then will you be able to truly receive and accept and understand the Torah in the time of Mashiach. So our study of Torah today, even of adults, is like more like education for the world to come. And therefore, in these two ways, all of our learning Torah today is like a child learning in comparison to adults learning in the time of Mashiach. And therefore, the study of Torah is always seen as children learning Torah. That's where it comes, that's how it's seen, and that's how it's understood. And therefore, that's where it begins from. Aber bir is nishmasfik, but this is not enough. Al bedugme zu hanal gefind men euch bei kiyum shar mitzvahs, because the same is also true in regards to the fulfillment of all other mitzvahs. V'yishteid deref and the loshen, as the expression is used in regards to this, as the mitzvahs v'zmirzayim mekayim b'olam hazeh, that the mitzvahs that we do in our time in this world zaynen siyunim, so the mitzvahs v'z mevet mekayim zayn lasid lavei, are only like markers. They only are like, they allow us to understand what the mitzvahs will be like in the time of Mashiach. But But again, they are only somewhat of a comparison to the mitzvahs as they will be done properly in the time of Mashiach. Because then, in the time of Mashiach, then we will finally be able to do the mitzvahs as Hashem intended them to be done, in their ultimately perfect way, ultimate and perfect way. So therefore, the same is true, which means that even the fulfillment of other mitzvahs in our world is nor bebchinas katnos, is only as children doing the mitzvahs in comparison to the way they will be done then. Lagabe kima mitzvah l'asad lavei in comparison to the mitzvahs of then, and thus unas thus is mahay tamagufa achinuch v'achanut shleimus kima mitzvahs. In other words, that the doing of the fulfillment of mitzvahs today is like an education, so that we'll know how to do it properly in the time of Mashiach. So, in other words, the answer that we gave in regards to that the reason that the mitzvah of limud Torah is learned from mishinantam levanecha is because our learning Torah is only like children doing it in comparison to in the time of Mashiach. So the same could be said of every mitzvah. Aber von dem was the mitzvah of Torah dafka at shaychus euch zu akotten, but from the fact that we see that in regards to the mitzvah of studying Torah, that is something that also belongs to a child, even in a Torah. Und noch mehr, euch der Zivu Kloli of Talmud Torah wird nichel in angesagt durch Vishnantum Vanecha. In fact, the mitzvah to an adult to learn Torah is learned from within the mitzvah of teaching it to a child. Is moving, so if we understand from this, as in Talmud Torah is done in Yom Yuchad, that in regards to the study of Torah, there is something specific and different and unique. Thus is shayach dafke to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is something connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah specifically, and not just as it would be in regards to all other mitzvahs, which also seem to share that one characteristic. But Talmud Torah seems to be different anyway. That man das verstehen behegdem dem bir achiluk zwischen Torah and mitzvah. So we'll understand this from the difference by explaining the difference between the mitzvah of Torah and the rest of the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs was wenn getomit varim gashmim. When mitzvahs which are done primarily through our engagement with physical material is ikir inyanim zu oiftan in the dvarim. The main purpose of the mitzvah is so that we can elevate those physical things that we engage, that we work with, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. In Welt, so also to transform the world, not just the physical things, but the world in general. Or as can be expressed in words of Nigla, that it's the person that must transform the object. The person accomplishes something with the object. Zu mevarer mezacher sein dem dove gashmi, to purify and to elevate this physical object, and by extension it also means the abilities, the powers of your own animal soul. Mitvelchem is mekayim the mitzvah, with which you use in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Und der Rebbe, and therefore af al pi as mitzvahs darf men mekayim sein mit bittel, even though every mitzvah has to be done with the general feeling of bittel, of self abnegation. Nishvay lazoy is mechayev seichel. We don't do a mitzvah because this seems logical and to us it makes sense that it should be done, but rather nor valazoy is the ratzon elyon, we do it because this is what Hashem told us to do. Asher gedushanu mitzvayis v'tzivanu, as we say in the bracha, that you sanctified us with your mitzvahs and you commanded us. So we do it because we were commanded to do so and not because it makes sense to us. Von deswegen, so even though that is the general approach to every mitzvah, is to do it because Hashem commanded us with Kabbalah Soil and Bittel. On the other, but still, is that ike zach in kiyum mitzvahs di asiya. The main thing is to get it done. The bittel of a chlalus kaloshen chazal does was mitzvah zainem mitzarev sabriyas. The other aspect of it, which is the bittel, and the fact that a mitzvah is supposed to refine you as well. It's not just that you're trying to refine the world around you, but the mitzvahs are also meant to refine the person. But that aspect was the mitzvah that is rufen in dem gavra. This aspect that the mitzvah is meant to refine the person doing it as well, the mention is nishma akeh b'diyeved. That aspect of the mitzvah does not disqualify the mitzvah. If you didn't do it with that intent, if you didn't do it with that feeling of bittul, if you didn't do it in order to refine yourself, it wouldn't disqualify your mitzvah. Your mitzvah would still be a mitzvah that you fulfilled, even though not to its best degree, but still you were yaitzah with the mitzvah. As azay v'noch azach zum etzem kiyum mitzvah. In other words, the feeling that's meant to accompany it, the feeling of bittul, the feeling of dedication, commitment, the feeling that is meant to refine you is something additional to the actual fulfillment of the mitzvah, which is done through the physical act of whatever you're supposed to do, regardless of what you feel about it. On the other hand, limudat Torah is in yone. When it comes to studying Torah, what is the central idea of studying Torah? As the mensch was mit soll mit sein Seichel verstehen und vereinigen sich mit Muskel. Limudat Torah means that a person with your own mind, you are able to comprehend the ideas of Torah. Nicht wollen ausführen es wie es will sich bei ihm. And what this means is not that you impose your ideas on Torah, nor suchen die members von der Schule, but rather to look for the truth of what can be found in the wisdom of the Torah. Und mevatel sein rezeine baze. And therefore you receive from the Torah, you look for the truth that you find in the Torah, not try to impose your opinion on the Torah. Was bei Torah ist das Masig sein Chachmas Yisbarach, which in when you're studying Torah, when you're studying any other idea, so that would be whoever that made up that idea, whoever came up with that idea. But in terms of Torah, a receiving for the ideas of Torah means receiving the wisdom of Hashem. Und der Fahrt ist der Inyan Abitl an Inyan Ikri, Befrat in Limudat Torah. And therefore, when it comes to the idea of Bittl, that you have to be a receiver, you have to set aside your own preconceived notions, ideas, and you have to receive from the Torah, is central to the idea of Torah. That is what the study of Torah is. Not like by a mitzvah where it's an additional idea to the mitzvah, because the main idea of mitzvah is to do it. By Torah, the idea of allowing yourself to receive from Torah, in other words, setting your own self aside, is the very central idea of Limudat Torah. Wie bald Chachmas Yisbarach is in ganzen Heche von Geder and Avroim, since Hashem's wisdom is of course completely transcendent of our parameters of anything that we could hope to understand. Kendas nishniklad veren baya anivra, it would never be able to be absorbed in the mind of a created being. Nor even a learn Torah mit bittul. The only way that it can happen is if you set it yourself aside, if you set yourself your mind, and you allow Hashem's ideas to flow into you. Only then does Hashem allow that His wisdom should be absorbed by your mind. So therefore, bittul is the very central theme of Limudat Torah. Then a learn nor mit kayach haseichel. If you were to learn, study the Torah only with your own intellect, because you have a good head, and therefore you can understand things if that's how you approached it. This could lead a person chas v'shalom to misinterpret Torah, because he is smart. And he does have good ideas, and he's able to analyze well. That may be true. But all of his analysis could lead him away from the wisdom of Torah. Because if you're dependent on your own analysis, how could you hope to understand what Hashem truly wants? Therefore, the only way to be able to be a receiver of Hashem's wisdom is to set aside your own chokhmah, your own yeshus, your own ideas, and to receive into your mind through bittul. Und der Pfarrer sagen Chazal, and it's for this reason that our sages tell us, as es muss sein bei Berchobatei der Tchila, that before you approach studying Torah, you first have to make a bracha. And if you don't make a bracha on the Torah, then it's a very serious violation of the Torah, as we say, as we're told in the Gemara, that the reason that the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was because they didn't make a bracha on the Torah, which seems a little strange. And the reason is that this has to be al tzadome v'yisoid to limud haTorah. This has to be the introduction and the basis and the foundation of your study of Torah. Musfri yazayim birchas haTorah. Where in the bracha the emphasis is on the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, His Torah, and this is what evokes within the person that you have to remember that this is the Hashem is the one that gave us the Torah, and therefore how we have to set our own thinking aside and just receive Hashem's wisdom. And only then can you become a proper vessel and vehicle to Hashem's Torah. And in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they didn't have this kind of bittul, so therefore it led them away from the truth of Torah. And that's why it was such a serious problem. To summarize, in all other mitzvahs, the idea of bittul is a secondary thing to the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is accomplished, is fulfilled through the act of doing the mitzvah, regardless of how you feel about it. But in terms of Torah, the bittul is the central idea of studying Torah, because without the bittul, then you're not studying Torah, one could say. Then you're studying perhaps you could be led away from Torah to be studying your own ideas and your own wisdom, and therefore lose the Hashem's wisdom in your study. Just like you have to have this feeling of bittul as the foundation, and even before you begin to study Torah, through which you become a proper receptacle to Hashem's wisdom, just like it needs to be true as an introduction and a foundation for the study of Torah, you have to have that same feeling while you are engaged in the study of Torah, even more so than when you're doing a mitzvah. Why? When a person fulfills a mitzvah properly, which is because Hashem commanded us to do it, as we said from the bracha, is in sein ton de mitzvah nicht reingemischt sein eigene mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, so you're doing what Hashem told you to do, so it doesn't in any way bring out your own ego. Es steht mal hat chillen de tenua vom folgen dem Eibishnus Ansag. Because the whole reason that you're doing a mitzvah, if you're doing it properly, is because Hashem told you to do it. So the whole act of a mitzvah is an act of subservience to Hashem. Of a male is the bainish as I noitik to bavorin and as muzain, they are avoided from bittul. Therefore, it's not as necessary to make sure that a person should have this feeling of bittul while he's doing the mitzvah, because the very act of a mitzvah is already an expression of bittul. So there's no need, not as much need, as I should say, to make sure that it's done with the proper feeling of bittul, and that's why it's a secondary thing to the mitzvah. By Torah aber, however, when it comes to Torah v'baldin, yoni is the yichud from seichel adam in muskul chachmas yibara. Since what is the act of studying Torah? It's to use your own mind, and to you should employ your own thinking in order to be able to capture Hashem's wisdom. Thus haste as when it is mechamed lamitasa shel Torah. So in other words, when you understand properly what Torah, what the Torah is trying to say, is as ba'ifna the svar of asad was erharavet ois mit zayin seichel is as kaviyachol chachmas yisbarach. So what that means is that if you studied a subject of Torah and you got it and you understood it properly and you understood the true meaning of it, what that means is your mind captured Hashem's wisdom. That's what it leaves you with. Darf men bavarnen. So when a person reaches that kind of realization that my mind actually captured and understood Hashem's wisdom, So you have to make sure, as in them, zol nisht, zol zechen sharaimish and pnias. So they have to make sure that you, that other ideas shouldn't come up in your mind. Wow, my mind is capable of understanding a godly wisdom. That's something that could make you feel important. Und scheuchet von seinen eigenen Sechel und Metzies, this could bring you a feeling of, an egotistical feeling about your own mind and its accomplishments. Der Lämmer der Teure kann amol atoz hab mu meinen, as er ist schon in der Dage, as ihm ist ne gehen nor der inne von der Schul Teure. And this could lead you to consider yourself to be a person who is so connected to the thoughts of, to the ideas of Torah, to Hashem's wisdom, that that's all you're interested in, the truth of the matter of Torah. Und erfahren therefore, when imitzer sagt anders wie sein Seichel ist mechayev, and therefore, when a person is convinced that my whole mind is only wrapped up in understanding the truth of Hashem's wisdom, and along comes somebody else who sees it differently than me. Nemter on as jena hat zogt hepech ha-teire, then immediately, of course, you assume that person to be saying something which is contrary to the Torah, because you who have mastered the understanding of Hashem's wisdom, which might be true, and now somebody comes along and he says the opposite of the way you understood it, he is obviously saying something which goes against the truth of Torah. Al derech lashon Hazal, as our sages tell us, that when there were chachamim which spoke to each other out of turn, not in with the utmost respect, it was because the Torah was cooking, so to speak, within them, boiling within them. In other words, it was a feeling that I am defending the honor of the Torah. The Eisaz in the Memesin is the vile dargosi and while in truth, where are you still at this point? You're still at this point where you're upset that somebody is arguing with the way you understand it. You're not at all at the level where you're bothered by the fact that somebody should come along and say something which is opposite to Hashem's wisdom. You're still worried about your own wisdom, and therefore you're upset that somebody contradicts you, and that's where you're really at, but you're convinced that it's all about the honor of the Torah. And therefore, even when you're studying Torah, even when you're employing your mind, which is the greatest self-attention to your own self, therefore you have to have great bittul at that time too. So if I hit us, the eigene metzias v'yeshes onish, so the chasharei mission, to make sure that your own ego should not get involved and get into the mix, umeshachet zayin, ummata zayin zayin yigias haseichel, and not to influence and direct your own efforts in the study of Torah, in understanding what the Torah says, in the Fashteinu Magalozein Chochmasi Yisbarach, that it should not interfere with the true purpose of studying Torah, which is to bring out and to reveal and to find what is it that Hashem says. If your own ego gets involved, then it begins to be, what do I think Hashem wants it to be? So when it comes to the study of Torah, to summarize, first of all, there has to be a foundation, an approach, and a preparation for the study of Torah, which is great bittul. And even while you're engaged in the study of Torah, it has to be accompanied constantly with a feeling of bittul in order to protect you from going astray. So therefore, we could say, as das is euch de bir in the tzvein yanam anal sif alev, that this is also the explanation of what was brought up in the first section of the sicha. Number one, as the fact that studying of Torah also applies to a child, which is different than all other mitzvahs, because it doesn't apply to children, only mit rabbanon. And number two, and also the fact that even the study, the mitzvah for an adult to study, is also included in the mitzvah in the pasuk, which talks about teaching children. weil in ze sagen sich harois die zwei inyane bittel was fadern sich bei mitzvot tamatayre, because in these two things are expressed the type of bittel which is necessary and essential for the study of Torah. Das ist limit der Torah hitzchan, wenn es noch akaten. The reason that the Torah starts when you're still a child is me'ein ze avak opanem et rabbanon afilu noch far dem gil fun katnus, which is in a certain sense, and at least mit der Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon say that the study of Torah starts from such a young age, ben hachshena shaychus avanos saga, starts even before you have any ability to be able to understand. The mitzvah of studying Torah, the Rabbanon at least, begins as soon as you can speak. It starts as soon as you're able to speak at all, which means you don't understand what you're saying, but still you begin to say psukim and you begin to say words of Torah, so it's talking to you even before you have any ability to understand at all. What does that tell us? That's madgish, that emphasizes as the aschol of yisoid from limud Torah, that the beginning and the foundation of the study of Torah is nish de seichel shebe Torah, is not that the comprehension of Torah, nor the mamit umaktin atzmei, but the fact that you practice bittul and you diminish yourself and you see yourself as small and unworthy and so on. That's the foundation. That's when it all begins. The bittul sum noisin atayra shel ma'ala matamadas, the fact that we are completely subservient and the self-abnegation to Hashem, the one who gave us the Torah. This is brought out from the fact that we begin to study Torah even before we have any ability to understand it. Was der inyan abittel is nish abhängig von gadlus v'seichel. And this ability, this idea in Torah that it must be done through bittel, is not something that comes from the fact that you're an adult and you do understand. To the contrary, not as faram by yeder, and this is something which everyone can do. Afilu by tinig mishiyadei ledam mitzadish mosay, be even a child, as soon as he knows how to speak, even before he can understand anything, can have this feeling of bittel to Hashem. Of course, by a child it comes from the neshama, but still, it is something that you can have even before you have the ability to understand at all, because that's the foundation of Torah. That's why it begins even before you have the ability to understand. Und the zweite prat. Then we have the second detail of mitzvah of limud Torah, the bittel of Talmud Torah. Das was euch der Zivi of limud Torah von a gadol wird nichlul in dem Zivi v'shenandol v'necha. The fact that the mitzvah of for an adult to learn also is learned from the mitzvah of teaching it to your child, that teaches us, learned, as euch be'ezdem limud gufa, that even when you're already involved in the study of Torah, when you're an adult, vem is in dem arayngetom mit dem keyach haseichel, when you're involved in the study of Torah with using your mind and so on, limit from our godl, the way an adult learns, mit havana vasaga, with true comprehension and understanding, davzayin the bittul via funakotin, there still has to be, it all comes from v'shinantan levanecha, you still have to be, see yourself like a child in the sense of bittul, that you feel like a child even when you're involved in the understanding, the comprehension as an adult. So both of these details that we started by asking, why does limud Torah spring from the idea of teaching a child, is because it brings out both levels of bittul as they are meant to be practiced and felt throughout limud Torah, both as a foundation and also while you're involved in the limud Torah. Vigerechen Merimol, as it was discussed many times already, as we bald yeder inyan the befrat in Torah, since everything, and especially things which we find in Torah, is bashgocha protos of v'diyuk, is of course by divine providence and very specific, is verstandig, so we understand, as this is da, a teichendike shaychus zwischen the parshas of Shavua, so there must be something essentially connected between the parsha of the Torah that we read in a particular week, on the Perik in Ovis was Mezokta Malerent, as well as the Perik in Pirkei Ovis that we say and learn during that Shabbos, in about Treffen Shabbos, in that same Shabbos, from the Sabbos zwischen Pesach and Shavuos, as we know that there is the custom to say Pirkei Avos and the Shabbosim between Pesach and Shavuos, and Al Derech Zeh, in a similar way, in the Zumadik of Shabbos B'chlal, all summer long, Leiten Minig, according to that Minig, Tzuzogim Pirkei Avos, Kol Shabbos Sakai, that there is a Minig that we say Pirkei Avos the entire summer, from Pesach all through till Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, there must be a connection between the Parsha that we read in a certain on a Shabbos and the Pirkei Avos that we learn on that Shabbos. Ubinyonenu, and in regards to our theme, our matter, Vibald, and this comes with a caveat. Vibald, as is in Do Deis Beposkim Tzimizog Pirkei Avos in the Shabbos Tisha B'Av. That year, it seems, the year that the Rebbe spoke this Sicha, the Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos during that year. So there's a machlokes about the Poskim, there's a difference of opinion whether you say Pirkei Avos on the Shabbos that Tisha B'Av occurs, or do you leave it for the next week? The Eilav Devil Divir Elokim Chaim, and of course both opinions are correct and part of Torah. So the Rebbe will explain the connection between Parsha Veschanan and the Pirkei Avos according to one opinion. According to the opinion that we do say Pirkei Avos on a Shabbos that Tisha B'Av occurs, and therefore that would leave, happens to leave, that the a particular the next Perek will be set on Parsha Veschanan. Since Parsha Dvarim was Perek Gimel, I guess, in that year, so therefore, if you set Perek Gimel on Parsha Dvarim, you're going to say Parsha Perek Dalid on Parsha Veschanan. So, but according to the other opinion, if you didn't say Perek Gimel on Parsha Dvarim, which was Tisha B'Av, then you would end up saying Perek Gimel on Parsha Veschanan. So the Rebbe is going to go, since both opinions are correct, even though we only go according to one opinion, but the Rebbe will explain it according to Parsha Perek Dalet. Well, Befrat, especially in the sense that as Vibald, as Achakalei Mitachuki Gedele B'chol Yom Sheyavai Mashiach, since we are always awaiting every moment, and we with a great fervor we await the coming of Mashiach. V'yahapchu Yomim Eilu L'Yom Tov, and therefore the day of Tisha B'Av will be transformed into a Yom Tov. Is b'smichus mamish for Shabbos Tisha B'Av. So therefore, until the very last moment of Shabbos Tisha B'Av, is das koylu l'chakem et atzukah gedoyla. So it includes even that the moment before Shabbos of Tisha B'Av that we're still waiting the coming of Mashiach. As l'chol adayetz v'et mezogn dalmans pirkei avos, and therefore, if that Shabbos is turned into a Yom Tov, then of course we will be saying, everybody will agree that we should say Pirkei Avos on that Shabbos. So therefore, going with that approach, on Veschanan, we will deal with the next Perek. Noisif of the Klolos de Geshaychus Fishen Parshas Veschanan and Perek Revi'i Fun Avos, in addition to the general connection between Parshas Veschanan and the fourth chapter of Pirkei Avos, Vos Mezotal Pianal Oichdem Yor, in Shabbos Parsha Veschanan, which this year we're going to say it on Parsha Veschanan, that year, according to the opinion that we spoke about till now. The reason that there is a connection between Parsha Veschanan and a general connection between Veschanan and the fourth chapter is because in both we find an unusual amount of focus on the study of Torah. A number of the mitzvahs of studying Torah are written in Parsha Veschanan, and oich kama v'kama mishnayis from them perik as well. There are a number of mishnas in this perik, perik 4, and halten eiros b'shaychus limud haTorah also have teachings and lessons in regards to study of Torah. So that's the general connection. Gefind men oich in zwei mishnas from them perik. We also find in two Mishnahs of this chapter, Ahira Bad Goshem Yuchedes, a specific lesson and teaching, Benegei Ditzvein Yon Bittel Anal, in regards to the two levels of Bittel that we talked about, not levels, but the two ideas of Bittel that we talked about previously, Basfader and Zirbat Talmud Torah, which are needed for Talmud Torah. What are they? Mishnah Chaf, the 20th Mishnah of Perek Dalet, it says, Halei Metayre Yeled, when somebody studies Torah when he is a child, when you're young, what could this be compared to? Like ink written on a clean, new, fresh piece of paper. When you study Torah when you're old, what can that be compared to? To ink that is written on erased paper. You've already written a number of levels and you've erased them, and so now it's not fresh anymore and it's gray and the new ink is not as visible and so on. So this Mishnah needs to be understood. We can understand what the first part of the Mishnah is teaching, that when you're studying Torah when you're young, that is meant to encourage and promote that a Yid should study Torah, the Wichtigkeit von Lernen Torah in the Kindheit und Jugend. It's meant to motivate you that when you're young, you should be studying Torah, because now is the time to study, now it will remain fresh in your mind, now is a good time to study. And not to delay until you become older, because then it won't be as good. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Was darf aber der Mishnah madgesh sein, die Warnung von zweiten Fall. But what is the Mishnah trying to accomplish by pointing out the other side of the coin? That if you study Torah when you're old, it's like writing on old paper. What's the point? Is then the Mishnah eisen zu sagen, as der was hat nicht gelernt Torah, meides shibet zetia, is the Mishnah really trying to say that if somebody didn't get to learn Torah when he was young, and he delayed it for whatever reason, bizeres gevor nazak until he became old, darf er sich mir jaya sein, chas hashom vom atzliach sein, and limit at Torah? Should you give up hope of ever being able to study Torah properly? What's the Mishnah trying to say when it says that when you study Torah when you're old, it's like writing on old paper? What's the point of pointing that out? It can only discourage someone who didn't get to learn Torah when they were young and delayed it till they were old. So the beer and them. So the explanation of what the Mishnah is trying to say. Al piha, now based on what we said before, is the pirush in limud Torah yeled. What is the meaning of the Mishnah when it says when you study Torah when you're young? It means also as a learn Torah mid bittel, that you study Torah with the proper bittel. Meaning to say yeled means at a zichmakten umavatel via yeled, that you diminish yourself, you consider yourself to be a child and insignificant and so on. Thus dafka if dem oifen ver Torah niklad by him, and that's the only way that Torah will be able to be absorbed by you. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Like ink written on a fresh piece of paper, that's when it's absorbed and captured. Because if you learn Torah with bittel, then you will get the true meaning of Torah, Hashem's wisdom, and so on. Aber wenn der limud Torah is nor mit sein chachma v'seichel, but if you study Torah only by focusing on your own wisdom and your own ability to understand, that's brought out by the word zaken, as an old person, because you study Torah as if you were an old person. What does an old person mean here? Zeshekana chachma, a person that has acquired wisdom, is the real meaning of old. In other words, unbittel, that you study Torah with an emphasis on your comprehension and your ability to understand. With not enough bittel, ken Torah, Torah Hashem, ba'im nish niklad v'erim k'deboi, then the Torah will not be absorbed properly. It could happen that it shouldn't be absorbed properly. That the aspect of God's Torah, of the divine wisdom, is not captured by you. And that's what the meaning of this Mishnah is. Mishnah Yates, what is in the 19th Mishnah? It says Shmuel HaKotan Omer, Shmuel said, Bin Feil Ayivcha Al Tismach, Ayivcha Al Tismach, when at the fall of your enemy you shouldn't rejoice, Ubekoshle Al Yogalibecha, and when he stumbles you shall not be rejoice in your heart. Pen Yira Hashem, because Hashem might see this, Verabe Einov, and he will be upset about it, Veheshem Olabap, and it will turn his anger away from him. And what that means is he will turn it to you. So that's the Mishnah. Is Bavuz the Shaila? It's a well-known question. Vos is Dada Chiddush from Shmuel HaKotan? What did Shmuel HaKotan say here? He doesn't seem to add anything to what has already been. The Feil Avicha is a pasuk in Mishlei. All he did was quote a pasuk from Mishlei. word by word, and he didn't add anything to it. So what is he saying? Anything more than what the pasuk already says? Is mazbe the marze vitri? So the marze vitri explains about this as the pasuk read v'ganam l'chama beisik ha'olam, that when the pasuk talks about your enemy, it talks about you have an issue with someone on a business matter or some other matter. It's your neighbor. You've been fighting about some issue. That's what it's talking about. But however, Shmuel HaKotan is mechadish. What Shmuel HaKotan is coming to add with this is as oich ban lochamta shel Torah, that even when the issue between the two people is a debate over a matter of Torah, tzvishin tzvei talmid ha-chachamim, between two sages, shenisrei tzuzem zeh b'devar halacha, that they are arguing, debating with each other on a matter of halacha, and in the debate one of them ultimately convinced the other one, his arguments won over the other person. Not that he convinced him, but that he out-debated him, he out-argued him. So the one that won the debate has to know as ben feil ayvecha, that when your enemy stumbles, in other words, he ended up losing the argument, al tismach, don't be overjoyed with your win, mit nitzachon edem tzeiten, with your win over the other person, v'chulu, v'al derech tfilis Rabbi Nechunim in Akana, similar to what Rabbi Nechunim Akana would pray when he went into the Beis Medrash, he would say the following prayer. One of the things that he said was, v'lei yikoshlu chaveire bidvar alocha be'esmach behem, and that my colleague should not make a mistake in Torah, and I will be happy that they got it wrong and I got it right, and so on. So in other words, don't be joyful when somebody else loses the debate. So that's what Shmuel is saying, that this is true not only when you're having a dispute and the debate with someone about some worldly matter, but even in Torah you should have that feeling. So the question is, why is a debate in a matter of Torah different than any other debate? That it would occur to you that when you win a debate with someone else in a matter of Torah, there you have a right to be happy. Why would you have a right to be happy in this matter when you don't have a right to be happy when someone else, when you win over somebody else in any other matter? And the fact of Shmuel HaKadon Varen and Kegen Demen, that Shmuel HaKadon has to come along and quote the pasuk in Mishlei to tell you that it applies also in a matter of Torah. Why does he have to say that? No, the Indian is, but the matter is as follows: V'bal derot menatzer given atzveitin and adaber halacha dvar halacha. Since your victory was in regards to a matter of halacha, is as doch nid zaynet zochen, then you would consider it to be. It's not that I won the debate. Nor on the tzochan for Torah. What it means is truth won, the Torah won, the true meaning of Torah was the one that won. Says nizbarig of our na'inyan in Torah. There is now a clarity in a matter of Torah, which I was the one that understood it properly. Und does dav by emaris ruf nasimcha gedolah. And therefore, shouldn't I be overjoyed that the Torah, the truth of Torah, was brought to light? Of course, I should be happy. So Shmuel HaKotan says, "Bin feile vechal tismach." He says, "No, you shouldn't be overjoyed with the win." Then em volt given egei emer nishvi ametasu shel Torah, because if all you were concerned about is that the truth of Torah should be brought to light, volt sich in sein simcha nisht angeet ados bin feile vecha, there would be no feeling on your part that your enemy, it doesn't mean an enemy, maybe literally, but your competitor, there wouldn't be a feeling of a competitor. And there wouldn't be a feeling that you out-argued him. Nor below is there in your, but the only thing that you would be understand, that would be seen by you, understood and felt by you, was the truth was brought to light. Not I won the argument. The truth was brought to light, and if that's not what you feel, and since you did feel that there was a competition, and you did feel that you won, so then it's obvious that it's not about the truth of Torah. Nochaninyan's another matter in this. Wenn er wollte gehalten bei dem Emerson Zugetragenkeit zum Megalos ein Chochmas Yisbarech, if you were truly involved, and that was the only thing that concerned you, was that the truth of Hashem's wisdom should be revealed, wollt ben bechlau nicht gewen kein Hechrech zu annehmen, as is a fall von Nefeile Wecha. There wouldn't even be a feeling that you won and he lost. Why? Because varim eses doch elu ve'elu divul kimchayim. Because in any true debate of Torah, both opinions are correct. You would understand that the other person's opinion is also true and also must be considered, and therefore it isn't something that you won. However, the halacha lemaise kenizayim vibeda deis. How should one practice? How should you do the mitzvah? What should be the halacha? It can only be one way. It can be both. You can't go according to both opinions. Because in actual practice, you can only accept one opinion. But in the debate, in the truth of the approach to the halacha, to get to the halacha, both approaches are true. The end has to be only one way. And since even after the rule was given, the ruling was given one way, and that's the way that everybody's going to conduct themselves, but still the other opinion still remains true according to Torah. Therefore you can't say that that opinion lost. It didn't lose. It's still true. The end result was that we're going to do one way, but it's still true, and it's not a vecha, it's not a competition, and it's not the enemy. In other words, it's not wrong. It's all true and correct. And if you don't feel that, then you're not happy about the truth coming out, then you're happy about something else. And since in your rejoicing of your win, you still feel like it's like the other person is the enemy, so to speak, and that he fell and that he was beaten, is a simon in them is a rangemishta hergish from the dan not. So then obviously what's involved here is also your feeling that you won. That you won over the other person, and the far zok Shmuel Lakotan, and that's why Shmuel, who was called the small Shmuel, why was he called the small Shmuel? Vosvet as a younger of the fishu makten asatzmi is called that way because he used to make himself small. He practiced humility and so on. So he says, as liman atayda muzayim mita bittel, that study of Torah has to be with a true bittel. Azoy has been feila bechal tismach, that when you win the debate, it's you don't rejoice. M is nor negay, it's to gain some M is from Torah. The only thing that matters to you is that the truth was revealed, that the true wisdom of Hashem was brought to light. Skendoch abazayin the taina. However, you could still say M is takazor the day of an oyvecha ken zayno is gehalten. It may be true that the opinion of the other side, it can be correct, mitzadim devil kimchaim, because of the fact that it is the word of Hashem. One is the far an inyan b'Torah, and therefore it remains a subject of Torah. B'yen ahotoch givolt arayz bringing that day in a psak halacha lemaisa. But what was that person's intention? He wanted this to be the final ruling. When in dem machter dochatos, and that was where his mistake was. It might be true, it's a good approach and so on, but the ruling can't be that way. And since he wanted the ruling to be that way, so it's a befedish nishtazay, and it's incorrect because that's not what the ruling should be. When bemele is a doch, yeah, aninu from befeilavech, and therefore it is a good thing that he was beaten down because he wanted to make this into the halacha. So then why do you want this person that won the debate to have the feeling that he shouldn't be rejoicing? He feels that he should be rejoicing. And that he shouldn't feel it as if that person fell and was beaten down, because it's also true, but it shouldn't be the halacha. So at least from that perspective, In the end, I was able to make sure that the untruth of that person getting to Paskin Halacha shouldn't have happened, and does darfe arisav nasimcha, and that should be a reason for joy for me. If dem Shmuel Hakatan mamshich, and so for this Shmuel Hakatan continues. The next pasuk, Penir Hashem Barabe Einov, because it might Hashem will see and he will be upset by this Veheshem Olub Apai, and he will turn his anger away from him. What does he mean by that? As Ken Zayin Adosva Zayin Chaverat Nishma Chaving Ben LaAlocha is as Nishma Tzadach Sonen Zayin Seichel Kiyetsa Bazei, because it's possible that the reason that your friend was not correct in his thinking was not because he's doesn't have enough Seichel to be able to understand it. But rather, notice an einish mitzad apay shel maila. But rather, Hashem, this is a penalty that Hashem, for some reason, punished him because of his anger. As nizoychet zu mechaben zayin la'alocha, that Hashem took away his ability to be able to get to the ultimate truth of this matter. It's not because he's short-sighted; it's because Hashem punished him that he shouldn't be able to understand the ultimate truth of it. Therefore, you shouldn't be rejoicing over this. Why? From them because what does that mean? That through you, Hashem got to punish another Jew. That's a reason for you to be happy. The only thing that you should be rejoicing about is that ultimately the truth was found, and it doesn't matter that that person was wrong, not wrong, why he was wrong, was it through you is not a good thing over here. It means that Hashem might have punished him through you. That's not a reason to rejoice. The adarabe because if in this case you will rejoice because of his failure, is recht as the midvet geirim zayin dem beheshiv ma'olav apay. This could lead Hashem to turn his anger away from him. The rebbeist of vet kaviyachol upker and apay from zayin chaver efem, and he will return it and turn it to you. That's certainly not something that you want to bring about. And durch dem. By thinking about this, you will accomplish by yourself as nish nor that ben nizayin can simcha ben afeilu vecha. Not only will there be no joy of somebody else's failure, nor adarabba, but to the contrary, even in matters of Torah, to the contrary, beem vet mekuyim ven dehepech defun, that you will be able to fulfill within you the opposite of that. As einam zozim misham ad shenasim ha'oyavim zeh, as the Gemara says, that they will not move from there until they become good friends. They love each other. Out from the debate comes a feeling of friendship. And even more so, Kamei Mechazal, as our sages tell us in regards to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that chiba v'reis noigim zeba zeh, that love and friendship, they always conducted themselves with each other in friendship and love, even though they argued about so many matters. L'kayim, to fulfill mashenema, what it says, ha'emez v'ashalom ha'ovu, they love truth and they love peace. That's what they love.